Christmas in the 19th century was the occasion for the gathering of the family from far and wide. Christmas in Maine describes what it was like for Coffin's family. Every holiday that came along in my father's house was a gathering of the clan. My father was built for lots of people round him. But Christmas was a whole assembly. My father wanted people by squads. There would be cousins by the carload, he ones and she ones, the size you could sit on, and the size that could sit on you. There would be uncles, too, to hold one end of the molasses taffy you would pull sooner or later, yanking it out till it flashes and turns into corn soup that almost floats in the air.
And there would be aunts of every complexion and cut. Christmas was the one time that even the most dubious of aunts took on value. One of them could make up wreaths, another of them could do rock candy, and still another could steer your 12-seater bobsled and turn it over bottom up in just the right place for a fine spill.
The secret of the best Christmases is everybody doing the same things all at the same time. You will all fall to and string cranberries and popcorn for the tree, and the bright lines each of you has a hold on will radiate from the tree like ribbons on a maypole. Everybody will have needles and thread in the mouth. You will all get in each other's way, but that is the art of doing Christmas right. You will all bundle up together for a ride in the afternoon. You had better take the horse sled, as the sleigh will not begin to hold you. Even then, a dozen or so of assorted uncles and aunts and cousins will have to come trooping after through the deep snow and wait for their turn on the straw in the sled. And the hullabaloo will send the rabbits flying away through the woods, showing their bobbing white.